Welcome back to the Boss Lab. In today's episode, I want to discuss the importance of building a relationship. And I think a lot of people hear relationships and they think it's all about, you know, personal situations, like if we're dating and things like that, or family type of situations. But relationships really are just how two or more things are connected with one another. And in that instance, when we're talking about building a relationship on a human level, you guys, relationship takes effort from both parties. Like, I know you've seen or heard the phrase where people say, you know, the phone works both ways. And that what that means is, like, the same way I could have picked up the phone to call you, you could have picked up the phone to call me. And so what's happening, what I'm seeing on social media, is a lot of people are complaining about the lack of support and or engagement on their post. However, they're not doing the same thing for their audience. Like, I'm seeing so many times where people are complaining about the lack of support or engagement, but yet they're actually ignoring their audience. So when you're building an audience online, you guys, you're building a tribe of people who know, like, and trust you. And this is usually through sharing your experiences. This is usually through helping people. This is usually through entertaining people, right? This is a type of community, right, where you're forming two-way communication. And I'm seeing so many times where people are ignoring their audience. So some people are just posting, posting, posting. It's all about them. And I'm not saying that that's wrong, right? If that's a part of your strategy and you're building your personal brand, we expect to see you. But you're posting, and then when people actually take the time out to comment, you ignore them. And I can see if it was like a viral type of post where you got 3,000 comments or something like that. But half the time, that's not what's going on. You probably have 5 or 10 comments at most. And yet here we are, days or weeks have gone by, and you have not even replied to those comments. Like, you can take the time out to reply. They took the time out to let you know that they, one, saw your content. They took the time out to actually read it and comprehend it. And then they took the time out to actually tell you how it's helped them. Or they took the time out to give you encouraging words. So they took the time out just to praise you. The least you could do is respond to them. And a lot of people aren't doing that. It just seems like a one-way relationship, and that's not going to work in any part of life. If it's all about you and you don't care about appreciating or taking the time out to acknowledge the other person, the relationship won't work. Okay. And then some people actually, you know, they try to take it further and they message you to give you encouraging words. And some of you guys just look at the message and ignore them. And then you wonder, why does your engagement go down? Right. It has absolutely nothing to do with the algorithm. You're wondering why your engagement went down, why nobody is liking anything anymore, why no one is commenting anymore. And the whole time is, how many times are you going to continue to show up for a person that's not showing up for you? Then there's also the situation where you only respond to people who are liking and commenting on your stuff, but you are not going back to do the very same thing for them. Right? So they're taking the same effort that you are, but they're actually reaching out to you. They're thanking you. They're, you know, praising you, and you say thank you, but now you never take the time out to go check and see what they're doing. You never take the time out to at least let them know that their efforts aren't wasted. And so people don't want to feel unappreciated, right? So, of course, if you study a little bit about management, and they talk about the ways that you can motivate your employees. And one of the most common ways to motivate is to recognize and show appreciation, you guys. And that's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. Some people just go for the actual praise. So, and when we're dealing with social media, sometimes that's all a person needs, okay? But if you continue to ignore them, they're going to ignore you. And if they're going to ignore you, guess what they're also going to do? They're going to unfriend or they're going to unfollow you. Because what is the point of being connected to as a follower or as a friend, depending upon your social media platform? What's the point of being connected to someone that's going to continue to ignore you? You see, building relationships is all about being mutually beneficial or having some type of understanding or agreement. Now, a lot of you are jumping into this online industry and you're trying to be like this overnight celebrity where you think that you could just ignore your following and you think that they're going to stay. And that's not what's going to happen. No, guess why? Because there are tons of other people doing the very same thing that you're doing. And the thing that's going to set you apart from the other people is you, your personality, and how you can build that relationship. And if you are not taking the time to build a relationship, you're not taking the time to appreciate your audience, they are going to go somewhere else. This has absolutely nothing to do with the algorithm. Honestly, I don't even really care about the algorithm because the algorithm means absolutely nothing if somebody is actually reaching out to you and you're ignoring them. Some people are actually private messaging people and they're getting ignored. And it's not even to pitch their products to you. And especially if you're in a business and somebody is reaching out to you, why in the world would you ignore them? It's like you don't want business. So you're complaining about the lack of engagement, and it really seems like the lack of a popularity thing to me, right? Because it doesn't matter how many likes, right? We already established that, but it's how many people are actually resonating with your content, how many people are actually trying to build and foster a relationship with you. And if you are actually ignoring them, right, you don't want to actually build a business. I don't know what you want at this time, but you can't possibly want to build a business if people are actually taking the time out to comment, if people are taking the time out to message you and you're just ignoring them. You're saying one thing, but you're doing another. So my message to you is if you're looking to build your business using social media, is that you need to lead by example. If you want people to like, comment, share your work, you need to start doing the very same thing. And it doesn't matter if they aren't doing the very same thing to you, right? We want to lead by example because somebody else is going to be watching what you're doing. And they're going to be attracted to you. They're going to see how you move and operate, and they're going to want to do business with you. Okay. And it all starts from within. It all starts with you. So set the example that you want. But that whole ignoring people, and like I said, 5 or 10 comments, y'all, come on, let's be real. You can reply back. It would take you, what, less than 5 minutes to reply to 5 comments, a simple thank you, and you can't take the time to do that. Seriously, guys, you got to think about it. Do you really want this business? Right? It's all about building relationships. No matter what type of business you are in, you are all in the people business. You're all building relationships. A realtor is building a relationship with the home buyer or the home owner, right? The doctor is building a relationship with the patient. We're all building relationships. So if you're trying to build your business, right, and if you're struggling right now and you're ignoring the people that are reaching out to you, you're ignoring the people that are taking the time out to engage and interact with you need to stop it.
Thanks so much for checking out the latest episode of The Boss Lab. If you found any type of value, be sure to share it with your friends, family, and team members, as well as follow me on social media or my blog, which is chicagosnatalie.com. Catch you guys on the next one. Be blessed.